USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is praising the new CDC guidance that says some Americans can skip the mask wearing if they've been vaccinated and they're outdoors. He says you need to follow this one rule.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
He chose not to wear a mask as he made the announcement in the White House Rose Garden. He said it was a milestone in the fight against COVID-19.
It's been made possible by the extraordinary success we've had in vaccinating so many Americans so quickly.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people still have to keep wearing masks in some indoor settings, such as buses, planes, and hospitals. Currently, there are 117 million Americans that are fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Fighting between Israel and Hamas, the extremist group that controls the Gaza Strip, has been escalating in the past 24 hours. Hamas fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israel responded with return fire, saying they're shelling parts of the Gaza Strip. Fighter jets are targeting different positions inside Gaza. President Biden says the work to restore peace in the Middle East is a work in progress. The ex-Florida tax collector with close ties to Congressman Matt Gaetz is planning to plead guilty on Monday in a federal court in Florida, according to a new filing on Thursday. As part of the deal, Joel Greenberg will cooperate with investigators in a wide-ranging probe. For months, federal investigators have been examining whether Gaetz broke federal sex trafficking, prostitution, and public corruption laws, and whether he had sex with a minor. Gaetz has not been charged and denies any wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Attorney General promises justice for those who were victims in the Capitol riot. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is acknowledging that the Justice Department is prioritizing prosecuting those who participated in the January 6th on the U.S. Capitol over those who rioted and looted during last summer's social justice demonstrations. Garland also saying those zeroing in on the Capitol Hill rioters has not deterred the Justice Department from focusing on other crimes. He also assured lawmakers that the Justice Department isn't prioritizing prosecutions based on ideology. The Justice Department has filed federal charges against more than 300 people stemming from last summer's protests against police brutality. In contrast, federal arrests in the U.S. Capitol attack have surpassed 430. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.